You're listening to Sustainable from AgriBusiness Global, covering the crop protection, biologicals, and plant health markets' advancements towards creating a healthier planet.
Hi, welcome to Sustainable. My name is Renee Targus. I'm the editor for AgriBusiness Global, and I'll be your host for today's podcast. Today, we're talking with Rovensa Group, who's announced their investment of more than $1 million in a new global biosolutions research and innovation center. So today, I'm talking with Dr. Johanna Perez. She's a global research and development product design manager. We also have Rafael Nunez. He's industrial associate director. And welcome, both of you. So let's just get started. So Johanna, what are some of the challenges of getting this research center up and running in Brazil? Did the Brazilian government help you? I know that they're really pushing, you know, sustainable agriculture, regenerative practices using biologicals. So did they help you or did they hinder you? What was your experience with that?
Hi, Renee. Very exciting to be here with you today. Thank you. So the Brazilian government has a very clear interest in the agricultural sector, especially with the growth that Brazil has seen in recent years. And although there wasn't a direct involvement of government in setting up this research center, we can cite incentives that clearly benefited the process. One is the fact that for decades, Brazil has invested in quality higher education, scholarship programs, research centers such as Embrapa, which is the Brazilian Agricultural Research Corporation. And they help us by producing basic research that concern beneficial plant-microbe interactions. And this knowledge is essential for TradeCorp since it has allowed us to form partnerships with top professors, universities, research centers, and help bring academic ideas into the market in the form of new products. Also, the same higher education programs are forming high-quality research professionals that we have been able to hire, as Rafael just said. For a research center such as ours, the people are the most important asset. No state-of-the-art infrastructure will run itself, right? So us being able to hire these people and make a good team is going to be key for our success. Another point that I think it's very important to mention is that Brazil has a federal program of tax cashback incentives. They're called Lei do Bem, something like the law for doing good, something like that. Companies that show that they invest in R&D, they can get up to 34% of their federal tax aliquots back. So that's a very good incentive for companies to have research center in Brazil and does make a very positive impact on innovation in the country. So those points, I think, are very important to mention.
All right, Rafael, how did you work hand in hand with the Brazilian growers? How are you gaining their trust and getting good results for them? And what happens if you don't get good results?
So regardless where in the world we are, TradeCorp has teams that work on the hands with growers to understand their needs, goals, and challenges, and work together with them to identify the right solutions. In Brazil, we are more than 200 people on fields. So an important part of these people on field work is to show the results to our growers, to our clients, prepare fields with demonstration of our products and solutions. So it's a step before a sale, and you used to do it a lot. In certain regions, is normal. We have more to 200 fields in a year or in a season. So we work really hand in hand with our clients, following the results, bring consultants and showing scientific results of our products to gain distrust, and we used to say to launch a new product demands more than this research on laboratory and in the research centers, but it demands a lot of work on fields. We used to say it's ant work. We have to be there. We have to go to the farmers to show the results and create this this trust based on continuous work and year after year. Of course, trust is a big part of our, of that relationship, but our expertise in the industry speaks for itself. And after beginning to work with our team, growers do see that our solutions deliver then better quality, larger fruit size, and more yields. But it's not only something we bring in a final format. We have to work with them. Some of these technologies we have to adapt depending on the region, depending on the facilities these growers have available. So definitely we have to be with them to listen the demands, to listen the problems, and create this relationship based on trust and to help they apply these new technologies.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you're working with growers, maybe kind of educating them how to use the products so that they're effective, because I know biologicals are a lot more difficult. You know, you can't just use them like traditional crop protection. Are you bringing what their feedback is back to the lab and using that to change up products or take your research in a different direction? How closely are you working with that feedback?
You work really close, Renee, because other else our solutions will be incomplete and it will be not so efficient as we would like. So we can change the way of our research if we can find, for example, something will be not easily applicable to the grower in a farm conditions. So we are really close. We go to the fields to do a lot of trials in different conditions to be sure about our recommendation. And you said an important thing, biologicals, we have to be very concerned about how we are going to apply the product on fields, which kind of product it can be mixed or not. So we are in an evolution point. We have to do much more to have better efficiency with biologicals. And it's usual growers are using biologicals the same way they are using the chemicals or common products. But we are trying to change their minds and advising that they can have better results using the biologicals in the right way or carrying the specific needs this kind of solution required. So step by step, we are getting better. In the Brazilian conditions, the biologicals are getting more and more important. We are in a tropical country. The plagues, the other microorganisms evolve and change too fast. And the chemicals and common products are failing. And it's open door for new solutions based on microorganisms. That's what we are doing.
Johanna, do you feel like it's a trend now that Rovensa Group is creating this research center specifically in Brazil to address Brazilian issues? And I know that, you know, you've talked about they'll create solutions that they'll be able to use worldwide. But, you know, for the adoption of the growers for the specific regions, do you think this is a trend that's going to need to happen as far as research centers being created in different regions so that they can work with the growers and come up with solutions that are very specific for that region?
Well, our research center is certainly inspired by what we are hearing from our local partners and what we are seeing in the environment. But as a global company, we don't work in silos. What we do should be of benefit of everyone that it can. In Brazil, the research center was created because, of course, as we have talked, it is a very potent market. in the sustainable solutions are being requested by our clients. You know, they want more sustainable solutions. It also has a unique climate and the associated challenges that our local partners are facing, that it's true. And it is, in fact, our main focus at this initial period since we started this center. However, what we do in our research can go beyond local solutions. Right? So I think this is your main point. We can go beyond local solutions. We have, for example, one success story that we can share. We had a product called Borax here in Brazil. And it is a ultra-efficient biostimulant. It was born here in Brazil, and it showed significant yield increase for soybeans. Applying very low dosages, usually a few milliliters per hectare, brings 10 more sacks of soybeans. This product was born here because of a need in Brazil of a bacteria that we have in Brazil. And it is a fermentation product. It's not a live product. It's a fermentation product. And by doing research and development and trying to understand better its mode of action, we discovered that it also has significant positive effects on increased size and quality of several fruit crops. And this product today is being exported to over 16 countries under the names of Bimore and Picon. Yeah. It has won a number of international prizes as a biostimulant. So this is one example of something that was born here, that because we researched, because we studied it, because we understood how it worked, we were able to put it forward to other countries. Moreover, our global research center can also receive microbes from other countries. Just as we make partnerships with universities here in Brazil, we can have from our other offices around the world the identification of promising microbes, and they can be sent to Brazil, depending, of course, if it's a microbe that doesn't cause any harm. Usually they're not. They don't cause any harm. And we can develop a product from it here. And then we can export the technology needed to replicate it, the bioprocess and the product conditions. We can export it. It could either, the product, we could make it here in Brazil in our factory, or we could transfer the technology and make it in another factory that the group has in another place. So when we are identifying solutions that would benefit local growers at this moment, we also want to be able to apply this beyond just the local market, for sure.
So you were talking about the different products that you were creating, Johanna. How many projects are you currently working on?
Yes. Currently we're working on over 15 projects. This includes new products and also upgrades of our existing products. For new products, we have established like a product development pipeline that includes basic research, product design, product development, efficacy and mode of action trials, product registration assays, bioprocess development and scale up, and tech transfer to industry. So from project idea until we have a new product ready to launch, we can take several years. On average, 4 to 5 years, even though some of these stages can occur in parallel. So this is a pipeline of projects. We are starting with already several projects in the pipeline. So we're not gonna take a number of years to start bringing new solutions to the market. We already have several that have been developed, together with research centers, universities, and also internally. But now with this research center, we can speed up and we can take over many more projects than we used to before we had this facility and people find it.
Can you tell me just a little briefly about how you're working with the university and what university and how that's going?
Well, over the years, your trade club has cultivated very good relationships with key scientists in Brazil. Before we had our own research center, we had partnerships in the form of joint projects with universities. There are several modes in which this can happen. Sometimes we can sign a conjoint project in which we can pay for a scholarship, for instance, right? For a scholarship for a master's student or a PhD student. Sometimes we can have specific projects that the university, they have a permit from the Ministry of Agriculture to conduct assays in the field. And these assays are considered by the Ministry of Agriculture as valid assays to prove the efficacy of some of our ideas and least the initial project. So there are many, many, many partners that we have been working on throughout the years. Several universities, it's not just one or another. We also work together with Embrapa. There are associations of companies that produce inoculants and other biological products in which that the whole association can contract a project with a scientist or a university, and all of the companies can use the results to make new products. So there are several. We don't have one or two, but quite a bit.
Right. It sounds like you're very much involved in the community, and you know that it's definitely these partnerships that are forwarding, you know, your research. I don't know if this is for Raphael or for you, Johanna, but is there any focus on biostimulants?
Our main focus are biofertilizers, which are live microorganisms that form association with plants to increase nutrient efficiency use, and biostimulants. For sure, we have several projects that are aimed at finding biostimulants that are based on microbes or microorganisms that ferment and produce these complex mixtures of metabolites. And these metabolites have a direct effect on the plant that is independent of the microorganisms making an association with the plant. So yes, we have a very good, a very strong focus on biostimulants for sure.
I know regulations for biostimulants are different throughout the world. I'm not familiar with Brazil's regulations for biostimulants. Is it difficult to bring that product to market? Is it regulated?
It is very regulated for sure, but Brazil has been making improvements in their laws that are allowing us to make it, they make it easier for us to show this effect. So usually we need to have trials that show that the product has the desired effect as a biostimulant. And once you have this confirmation, it is not so difficult to make a registration of the product. It's different from other countries, which the legislation, it's either non-existent, so you can even try it, so you have to go around it, or it's so difficult that it doesn't encourage you to have new products in Brazil. It can still improve, but we have a legislation that is allowing us to bring this kind of product in the market. In fact, TradeCorp Brazil was the first one to be able to register a biofertilizer. And since then, the law has been improving, and now more biofertilizers are being registered and coming to market. Maybe Rafael, I'm sure he has more information on that.
Yeah, so for me, one of the most important things we have in Brazil is, for example, for biocontrol agents, we have a faster track than the pesticides. So it's because of that, our government make clear that the biologicals will have a different way and a faster way than the agrochemicals based on regulatory.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate both of you coming today to talk with us, and it's been very educational, and I wish you the best with the center. It sounds very exciting. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be coming out in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you for listening to Sustainable from Agribusiness Global. You can find more podcasts, videos, news, e-newsletters, event, and webinar information at agribusinessglobal.com.